Public schools have a lot of things to pay for. Buses and drivers, buildings, electricity, teachers and administrators, supplies, maintenance, and that's the bare minimum. Adding support for English language learners or providing lunch for kids living in poverty adds more dollars to the tab. If you want teachers specialized in educating kids with developmental disabilities or programs that challenge gifted students, that's going to cost you. Right now, Nevada schools are struggling to meet minimum requirements.
Nevada is about $1.6 billion short of providing an adequate education, and that does not include, of course, specific areas such as gifted and talented program, free and reduced, just base funding level.
That's Dr. Magdalena Martinez, Director of Education Programs with the Lindsay Institute at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Attempts to increase Nevada's state education budget and to add funding weights to the Nevada state plan, which would help schools provide extra services for kids with special needs, have largely failed. That's left legislators with no choice but to create separate spending programs like the Victory Schools Plan for low-income kids and the Zoom Schools Plan for English language learners. Victoria Carrion with the bipartisan think tank the Gwynn Center explains.
The issue there is that the funding is being given out for specific schools. Usually when you have weighted funding, the funding is targeted at a specific student population, a specific demographic. So for the Zoom schools, all of the services at the Zoom schools are for any student, not just for an English learner student. Similarly, all of the services at the Victory schools are for any student that attends that school.
Although the Nevada plan may fall short on equity these days, Carrion points out that originally it was created to make education funding more fair across the state.
The idea was to equalize funding somewhat between the counties because some counties had much more local funding per pupil than others. And so this was supposed to establish a basic support guarantee, and whatever the local funding could not fund, the state would come in and fund that difference.
Nevada counties still get local funding, and that funding varies wildly across the state depending on everything from the number of pupils to the industries active in a given county. In some parts of the state, for example, mineral rights taxes help to foot the bill for education, which ties school funding to the vagaries of the commodities market.
So for school districts like Eureka and Lander in the past, they have not received any state funding because their local funding is so much. In other years, for those same school districts, when mining taxes are not as strong, they have much less funding per pupil.
Just last year, Eureka County Schools spent a whopping $41,173 per pupil. Washoe and Clark Counties, the most populated in the state, always have the lowest per pupil funding, between $8,000 and $9,000 on average. Which begs the question, would spending the exact same amount per student across the state actually give us educational equality? Seth Rao, Policy Director at Education Nonprofit Nevada Succeeds, says that while money is important, there are other factors that go into creating a high-quality education system, including standardized testing and great teachers. And on the equity front,
look at suspension issues. Look at bullying issues. Is there a disproportionality? Are we sending too many kids on the school-to-prison pipeline? Especially with black boys, really, that we see that there's just the suspension rates are far higher than they are for any other demographic subgroup.
In the last legislative session, policymakers took the first step in creating a funding weight for special education students. Next year, instead of getting funding for one special ed teacher, public schools will get funding that's based on the actual number of special ed students they have. On the docket for the next legislative session, bringing the Nevada State Plan into the 21st century. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.